Agenda item number 8. G.H. Guy III. Mr. Owen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Hopkins Guy is requesting authorization to construct an armor stone sill, 3 stone breakwaters, 4 spurs, and to place 1,630 cubic yards of sandy backfill along approximately 1,600 length of the shoreline. This will help establish a little over 12,000 square foot of plantings of tidal wetlands and beach grass for the purpose of erosion control of his property on the York River in King and Queen County. The project requires a dune beach and surveyor's permit. The project is located approximately 4 miles downstream from the town of West Point on the King and Queen side of the river. The river is about a mile and a half wide. As you can see, the project here is in agricultural use. This hedgerow is the downstream property line, and from that point upstream, 1,600 linear feet, this creek marsh will be the proposed treatment of shoreline. Please note we have tidal wetlands and pocket beaches in front of this field, and then as you hit this forested area, there's another pocket beach in here. Today you'll be acting on the surveyor's impacts and the beach. County has not adopted the beach and dunes ordinance. They did consider the wetland impacts in September and did approve them. Property is experiencing moderate erosion. If you look to the picture on the right here, there's that forested area, and you can see the trees coming down and the sandy beach in front of it. A little bit of a close-up of an eroding scarp in front of some trees, about a 3-foot scarp, and again, trees down on the shoreline. VIMS has been to the site. I've been to the site multiple times. We have extensive project drawings. I'm going to show you two. If you have more questions after that, I can get into them as necessary. Everything in blue is surveyor's. Everything in yellow is jurisdictional impacts to beach. Everything else is wetlands or beach marsh, which is statutorily authorized. So the project will begin on the downstream reach where there's a rock spur that will tie to the neighboring property that has revetment that runs on for several hundreds of feet. We'll come around this marsh headland. There'll be another rock spur with some nourishment, a breakwater that will impact both surveyor's and beach. And then the project, as we move upstream, hits a long sill that will protect the marsh. That sill will be out on surveyor's land. It continues onto this slide. Again, that's a little over 300 some foot long sill. We have two more rock spurs here that will impact beach and surveyor's with 2 100 foot breakwaters in between. Then the project terminates up in this area with some riprap revetment and marsh toe sill that the board at the county approved as well. All of the structures, the rock structures, will be built approximately 1.7 feet above mean high water. They'll all be backfilled with clean sand and planted with the appropriate vegetation. And I'm going to leave that up as my final arrow and go right to my summary, which I might have taken a last off to read. The project is designed meets the definition of a living shoreline as codified in Section 28.2-104.1 of the Code of Virginia. This legislation, adopted by the 2011 General Assembly, encourages the use of living shorelines as a Commonwealth's preferred alternative to stabilizing tidal shorelines. VIMS states that the project appears sound in addressing erosion control while incorporating a significant amount of estuarine habitat. The applicant additionally agreed to the recommendations which should reduce the project's potential for adverse environmental impact and improve ecosystem functions. Proposed structures and backfill will not encroach on any leased shellfish beds or submerged aquatic vegetation. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1403, there's a typo there, B, 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. We also recommend the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $90.75 for the beach nourishment of 1,815 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 5 cents per square foot.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. Other questions from the commission? Is the applicant present or represented? You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your name for the record.
Craig Palabinski with Bay Shore Design.
Welcome, Craig. Good to see you again.
I have nothing further to add to Randy's presentation. I'm sure to answer any questions you might have regarding the project.
Any questions from the commission? my observation is that you put a lot of work into this and a lot of different ways to achieve the results with different methodologies. So,
a lot of work in it. So thank you, Randy, for all the work he put into it as well.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. What is the will of the commission?
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well.
Mr. Minor abstains.
Yes.
Mr. Minor abstains.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Owen.